Good morning, this is Kemp Haar. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And today we have with us Summer Turner from the middle of the state of Tennessee. How you doing today, Summer?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
I appreciate you being with us and talking to our listeners. I've been impressed, Summer, ever since I've met you because you're relatively young. I think, you're about 30 years old, right?
Yes, just turned 30 back in August.
Okay, and you actually own two specialty flooring stores, one in Murfreesboro and one in Mount Juliet. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And despite the current economic situation, I mean, business is doing okay, right?
Yeah, it is. It's doing a lot better now. The first part of the year was pretty slow. I guess probably the slowest I've ever seen it in 10 years. But around mid-May or so, it's picked up and gotten back on track.
How does somebody that's 30 years old know what it's like for 10 years?
Well, that's when I got started, you know, pretty much full-time in the business.
Okay, so you actually got started in the business in your 20s.
I think I was maybe 19,
all right.
Like that, yeah.
All right. I know that you got into a family business, and then after a little bit of time, you bought them out, and so you're sole proprietor. You run this organization. What's one of the biggest challenges that you face in your business?
Well, one of the biggest challenges, I guess, is you know, just getting people in the door. You know, we try our best to, you know, take care of everything from there because they're going to come, if they do come in, they're coming in for a reason, you know, and so just getting them there is the biggest challenge.
Okay, so you're talking about bringing people into the store, and how do you overcome that challenge?
Our goal is to make sure that we do our job, you know, have good customer service and you know, make sure that the customers are happy, and hopefully they'll, you know, refer other people to us and give good word of mouth.
So if I could mirror what you're saying, you focus on customer satisfaction and you realize that referrals is a big part of where future business comes from.
Yeah, that's huge. You know, and usually that's the most feedback that you get when somebody does come in. You know, I could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in advertising and, you know, maybe a fraction of those people will tell me, yeah, I saw your ad in the Murfreesboro magazine or what have you. But I would say probably 8 out of 10 customers will tell you if you did their cousin's house or their neighbor's house, you know, and that's the reason why they came in, you know. And I take a lot of pride in that. I love hearing that.
Okay. Well, another thing you do, though, and one of the things I want to talk about is what you just did. You just participated in the Nashville Home Show. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was the Nashville Home Decorating and Remodeling Show. It was at the Nashville Convention Center this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Actually, the first time I've ever done anything of that scale. You know, I've done a couple of little local things, you know, where I set up a little booth and a charity event or something, you know, and those always work well. But this, I had no idea what kind of scale this was and how much traffic would be involved. It was amazing. It was a lot of work, a lot of 12 hours on your feet, you know, talking to people all day. But it was worth every penny.
So it paid off. You got some business out of it.
Yeah. We sold some things there, which I never, you know, I brought some invoices just in case, but really didn't think that people would want to haul something, you know, downtown to their vehicle. But sure enough, yeah, we sold a few things, and then we got people that committed to wanting us to come out and do measurements. We got all their information, you know, there, got it set up, and, you know, a lot of leads that people wanted us to check into things that we, you know, obviously couldn't have the whole store worth of samples there. So, you know, if we didn't have it there, we got their information, and we're either going to come out and bring samples to them, or they're going to come to us, hopefully get business from them.
Good. Well, there are some expenses associated with doing a show like that, so you think it's well worth what it costs to do it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And you know, that was one of the things I hesitated was the price going into it. You know, it is kind of costly, but, you know, I weighed it out. You know, you can spend, you know, maybe $1,500, you know, for a full page. It's a magazine, you know, that goes out to, 50,000 people, or you could spend that, you know, for a booth and have people coming to you.
Right.
And, you know, I was able to use some co-op funds also from the manufacturers to help offset the cost. So that was beneficial.
Yeah, all right. Well, I know you have two stores. We mentioned that earlier. And so the second store is fairly new. Mm-hmm. A couple questions I have about that. One of the things I definitely want to point out is that second store, you've actually, I mean, it's a pretty nice store. It's a Shaw Design Center, correct?
That's right. Yeah, we opened that store back in July of last year. And it was actually another store previously. And We didn't buy their business or anything, but we did inherit their displays, which were so, you know, very disorganized, and you know, there were so many of them, it was just a cluster. So we had already cleared out a bunch of those, and then finally started working on the design center project, and they came in and redid everything, and we got that completed, I guess, the end of March of this year, and it's amazing. It's absolutely beautiful.
So what you're telling me is that you found a location where there had been another flooring store that had gone out of business?
Yeah, they had gone out of business, and were needing to, pretty much what we did is just took over the lease of the building where they were at.
Okay.
They, you know, we're totally out of business. And
business is going okay there?
Yeah, it is. We're, after all the project with the SDC and everything, we finally gained some advertising dollars, you know, gathered some of those up, and were able to run a lot of new ads, I guess, back early summer. And traffic has picked up amazing. It's been really good.
Okay. So you made the right decision by going with a full-blown design center?
I think so.
Yeah, that's good.
It was so easy, very impressive. You know, the whole process was impressive.
All right, Summer, you know, I know Shaw has put a major effort into the whole layout of these Shaw design centers. Tell me how your customers respond to the fact that there's no clutter, that they're, you know, it's supposed to be optimized and layout to get the consumer to purchase. Tell me how that works.
Yeah, I can tell you it has definitely made a difference in the customer's, I guess, overall experience. You know, before, like I said, it was the typical floor covering showroom where there's displays on top of displays and deck boards everywhere, and, you know, just no rhyme or reason at all. And honestly, I mean, I had, which I'm not there all the time, I'm in between stores, but when I was there, you know, there were at least two, I think maybe three people that left saying, you know, I'm just overwhelmed, you know, I'm confused, you know, and just left. They just kind of walk out frustrated, you know, and that was a terrible feeling, you know, where now, you know, people come in and it's all right there for you, you know, there's the little clouds that tell you where the carpet, the tile, the rugs, you know, it tells you where everything is, and all the aisles are real wide, so you have plenty of room to walk around, and you're not stumbling over deck boards and samples, you know. It's definitely helped.
Now that you've done this at the Mount Juliet store, have you considered going back and retrofitting the Murfreesboro store?
No, I've thought about it, but our Murfreesboro stores are, it's always been the warehouse. You know, we've got, I guess, over 26,000 square feet there, and, you know, probably two-thirds of that's where we keep rolls and rolls of carpet and vinyl and pallets, and, you know, so it's more the warehouse atmosphere, you know, and that's what's created our success. You know, people come to get a deal kind of place, you know, and I just, you know, over time we've done upgrades and made improvements, but I just don't want to overkill it, you know.
Right.
Where the Mount Juliet store, that's a up and growing area, kind of a upper scale. The SDC is, it fits into that area a lot better.
Well, let me ask you one more question about the economy. Normally, at this time of the year, you know, August to early September is when you know, people start back to school. There's a little bit of burst of business here because, you know, they want to get cleaned up before they start decorating for the holidays. So
right.
Are you seeing a little pickup in the business right now?
Yeah. This month so far has picked up. So far, yeah, it has picked up. Doing a lot of hardwood, you know, a lot of whole house jobs, which is really nice. Instead of just a, you know, one room fixer upper. Yeah, we have definitely seen some pick up with that, and that was a lot of the feedback at the home show too. People were wanting to make sure they could get it going and have it done, you know, before October or so.
Are both of your stores named House of Carpet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't see an issue with people who want to buy hardwood coming to a store called House of Carpet?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes people say, "Oh, I didn't know y'all had hardwood," you know, or something like that, which, you know, I've definitely thought about, you know, changing it over time, but we, you know, we have been in business for 20 years now, and people know us, you know, so I hate to change that up, you know, we've got our logo everywhere now, it's kind of...
Oh, you were talking earlier about how important referrals are, so, I mean, people are referring to, you've got equity in the brand.
We definitely do, so I just try to, you know, on the ads that I do, I try to make sure that it shows everything that we carry. It's not just a carpet ad. It'll show that we have hardwood and tile and rug.
Right. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us today. We've been talking to Summer Turner. She is the owner of two stores in Middle Tennessee, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.